NewsRamp Finance Podcast, Tuesday morning, September 8, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
T0. To power Arcax Markets' U.S. expansion with regulated digital securities infrastructure. T0 Group, Inquo, will power Arcax Markets' U.S. South expansion with regulated digital securities infrastructure. The corresponded clearing relationship established between T0's broker-dealer subsidiaries and Arcax Markets will connect clients to digital asset securities custody, escrow, and secondary trading. Arcax Markets, the newly approved U.S. South digital broker-dealer subsidiary of Arcax Group Limited, plans to offer traditional and digital securities, including tokenized real-world assets, starting in the third quarter of 2026.
Mining news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp strengthens management team as Santa Fe Mine advances toward 2027 production restart. Lahontan Gold Corp strengthens its management team with three key additions as it progresses towards a 2027 production restart at the Santa Fe Mine. The company welcomes Tony Gasaldo as VP of Exploration, Michael Kubel as Senior Mine Engineer, and Jen Earl in Investor Relations. These hires enhance Lahontan's technical, operational, and business development capabilities, supporting its transition to construction and operations. Network news breaks: American Fusion Inc. expands U.S. patent portfolio to 130 applications, advances national exchange uplisting plans. American Fusion Inc. has expanded its U.S. South patent portfolio to 130 applications with the filing of 30 additional patents for its Texatron.tm Fusion Engine.tm. The company is also considering an uplisting from the OTCQB venture market to a national exchange, with the Texas Stock Exchange and NASDAQ under consideration. American Fusion is leaning towards TXEE as its preferred venue and has received financing term sheets to support this move.
Charbonne announces closing of $1,500,000 drawdown with Riverfort to accelerate growth. Charbonne Corporation has closed a $1.50 million drawdown with Riverfort to accelerate growth. The drawdown is part of a secured convertible loan facility for up to $10 million. The funds will be used to scale hydrogen production capacity, support capital expenditures, and accelerate growth initiatives. Charbonne and Riverfort will evaluate subsequent drawdowns in line with capital requirements.
Oil spikes, bond jitters, and a target Halloween backlash rattle September markets, as discussed in episode 816 of DH Unplugged. Hosts Andrew Horowitz and John C. Dvorak dive into the latest market movements, including a surge in crude oil prices, blowout guidance from Dell, and corporate winners and losers like Dick's Sporting Goods. The episode also covers geopolitical tensions, trust in institutions, and the impact on the economy. Listen to the full episode on dhmplugged.com or your favorite podcast platform.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.